Good.
Okay, we're starting on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Sefer of Yosi, which is six lines from the top, the end of the line. The Sefer of Yosi, Nusus Asura La'eris. Rav Yosi says that one who is married with Nusun may enter into Erisin immediately. V'tanu entered a Brisa. Rav Yosi Aimer, Kol had Hanashim Yisarsu. All women may enter into Erisin right away. Chutz min almanim b'fnei ha'ibul, except for a widow because of mourning. V'kama ibul shleishim yom. How long is the mourning? 30 days. V'chulan lo nasu ad shehi lahen shleishi chadashim, and they have to wait 3 months. My kusha. What exactly is the kasha? If you say as tan b'risa, Rabbi Yosi Aimer kol hanashim yisarsu, all women they enter into erisin at once. Me ilim it. Lima Mimas Nisan. We already went to another mission about Okmina, Barusas Gurusas Yunasu. And we already said that women who were divorced after Erisin may enter Nusuan. Hachinami here too as well, call Arusas Gurusas Yunasu, all other women who were divorced with Nusuan may enter into with Erisin may enter into Nusuan. Elam is Seifa, so the problem is obviously with the Seifa. The Ketani, as we learned, V'chulam la'yinasu adji sheyuhu lahem shleish chadashin, all of them may enter into Nisuin after they waited 3 months. Anusvei hudloi, and it is entering Nisuin that they're not allowed to do. Ha, it's rusei shaper dami, but Erisin, however, is mutter, which is a contradiction to what we had initially said. Amar Rava, Taretz ve'ed mahachi. So this is how you read the brisa. Rabbi Yosi Aimer kol arusas gerushas yinasu. All women who were divorced with heirs may enter into nisuin right away. Chutz min amana if they ibul except for aman because of ibul. V'kama ibul shleishim yayin 30 days. That's all I'm warning. Is in nisuas lai yisarsu adshi heiglohen shleish chadashim. Those who were married with nisuin may enter into erisin after they waited 3 months. The amana min erisin mi isla ibul. Fine. So, side question: does a widow from Erisin have any mourning period? V'ha sani Rabbi Yechia bar Ami ishtar rusai loy ayinan. There's no ayinan. V'loy mitam loy a kind is not mitam to her. V'chein he loy ayinanes, and there is no ayinanes. V'loy mitam loy, and she does not she is not make herself tame for him. Mesa ena Yarsha.
So, bottom line, Yossi holds that from Erisin to the Suin, you can go right away, except the money, but from the Suin to Erisin, you have to wait 3 months?
That seems to be how we end off, yes. And so there really is no contradiction at the end. Right. We amended the Brisa. You're right. We ended up saying that the contradiction as we determined was really from the Seifa, and if you read it this way, there is no contradiction.
So what's the difference of Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? Do we know yet?
I think Rabbi Yosi was just stated b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. I believe.
We asked the question, did they say because we used Rabbi Yossi's name because he was, Rashi says, the Mishko Evo?
Yeah, that's what Rashi said. Okay, I thought that was
his. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. Right, so now we're getting to the morning about the Erisin. Fine, Yarsha. If she dies, he does not inherit her. Mesu gaiva ksuva, and then if he dies, she collects her ksuva. Right. So what do we see here? That there's no reason for mourning by Erisin. Elatanhi. So rather, it's a machlekes tanayim, and we're talking specifically about the month of Av.
How do we know there's no mourning? Well, who says no? What does that have to do with it?
We have a Mishnah, a Brisa that says there's no mourning. So what are we talking about? Well, how could you say that there's a mourning period? So the Teretz is we're talking about in the month of Av. You're not allowed to enter Erisin. The Tanya is going to the Brisa. Moresh Chodesh V'ad Hat, or maybe it was the week of. I'm not. Well, I think the Gemara will clarify. Moresh Chodesh V'ad Hat Ha'inis Ham Me Matin Me Es Gehen. From Moresh Chodesh until Tisha B'av, people limit what they're doing. Milisha Umlitain from doing business, Mulvnais, Ulinitaya, from building and planting, Mulay Ares, Umlisha, from Aronson and Suin, Shabbos called Tisha B'av, the Seicha, and during the week of Tisha B'av itself, also Sabbat Lechabes, it's usher to get a haircut and wash clothing. The Yesh Aymerim, Kalachadish Asher, the entire month is usher. So Maskef La Rav Ashi, Mimaydu Ares, Ares Mamish. So when we're talking, when we said Ares, I know you really think we're talking about Ares and Mamish. Dilma Lema Abed Suda Ares and Hudas. Maybe we're talking about just simply the Suda of Ares, but to have Ares itself is no problem. Hal Ares Shaper Dami, and Ares itself is Mutter. Ihaki Melisha. So what about by Nisun as well? And let's say Nami Lemeva Tsuda Nisun Huda Asr. Are you going to say that doing Nisun itself is mutter, but it's just Asr to have the Suda Halisha Shaper Dami, and Nisun itself is mutter? Haki Hashda. You can't compare the two. Bishlama by Nisun Belay Suda Ika Simcha. Nisun itself without the Suda is Simcha. Allah Erisin Belay Suda Ni Ika Simcha, but Erisin by itself. Is there any simcha without the suda? No. So therefore,
that's an okay answer. Then you can say that.
Yeah. So therefore, when we say that it's mutter, yeah. Therefore, it's mutter to perform erisin alone, provided you don't have the suda. Whereas the same does not hold true by nisun. El Amar Vashi. So right. So really, what's the nafka mean over here as to why erisin is mutter during the month of Av? Allah Amar Rav Ashi, Shani Avelis Chadash, Avelis Hashana, old morning is different than the new morning, but Shani Avelis the Rabim, Avmei Avelis the Yachid, and communal morning is different than personal morning as well, which is why we're more makeful on different things during Tisha B'av versus the month of Av versus doing Erisin itself, which generally you have to wait, actually 3 months, you have to wait. Okay, Arba Achim Nesu and Arba Nashim Vameis. If four brothers were married to four women and then they died, Imrasa Hagada Shabbat Liabim, that's cool. And if the oldest wants to take all of them and give them, he can. Harushas Biyadai, he can. Misha Haya Nasu Lishtei Nashim Vameis. If one was married to two women and he died, Biyasam Aichalitza Shal Achas Mahen Pateras Tarasa, relations are placed with one of them. Other wife. If one of them was Kshera and one of them was Psula, Im Haya Chaylitz, if he wants to do Chalitza, Chaylitz, Psula, he should do it with the one that's Pasel, which means the Kahuna, Im Haya Miabim, if he wants to do Yibim, Miabim, the Kshera, if he wants to do Yibim, he should do it with the Kashra. Arbach and Sakadai, can you really, are we talking about a family of four brothers? No. El Arba Ma'ach, and you read it as four amongst many other brothers. Harusha is Biyadai, further in the mission. If he has permission, he can't take all of them. Shafki Lay. Wait, should we allow him to do this? But anyway, it's the advice of Akari Lay, Zakena Irai. The Pasuk tells us that the elders of the city summon him. Hein Veloy Shluchin. They themselves are not shuluchim. V'dibor 11, they speak sense to him. This teaches that they offer him advice depending on what situation. If he is young and she is old, who's zaken v'hi yalda, or he is old and she is young. Remember, they say, ma l'cha etzel yalda, what are you going to do with this young woman? Ma l'cha etzel zakena, what are you going to do with this older woman? What do you have in common? Kalach Eitzel Shekmaischa Va'al Tashim Ketata B'Veisecha, go after a woman similar to you and build yourself a home. So Light Tricha, so what are we talking about? I heard the Asher Light, where he has the means to provide for four wives. I Hachi Afilu Tuvanami. So why do we say four? Maybe say ten. Why limit to four? Eitz Taiva Kamashal, and the by. As a side, the Mishnah has the offering advice, Arba Ein, 4 is a good number. Tfei loy, more than this he should not take. Ki hecha dimitaya aina b'chaydesh, so that he can perform his aina obligations with all of them during the month. Okay, mi shahaya nasu, if he was married, right, he releases the other one. V'niyabim lisravaihu, why can't he do yibum with both of them? Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra Asher LaYivna Es Beisai Achiv. The pasuk says he shall not build your brother's house. Bais Echad, who by Nevein Bainer Shnei Batim. Right, so we could dash from the sukkah. We talk about one house and not two. Menachleis Lisravaihu. But what about Chalitza? Maybe we should do Chalitza with both of them. Amar Azur Amar by Toivya, Amar Kra Beis Chalutz Hanal. The pasuk says you remove the shoe. Bais echad hu chalitz ve'en chalitz shnei batim. Again, you do chalitz with one and not with two. V'niyabim lachada v'nichleis lachada. Maybe you should do even with...
The other one's automatic release, right?
Right, that's what the pasuk's telling us. V'niyabim lachada v'nichleis lachada. Maybe he could take one and he could do yibum with one and chalitz with the other. Amakra im la'yichbait. The pasuk says if he will not take one of the yibum, then he performs chalitza. Chafetz yabim. So what are we saying? If the man he wishes to, he could do yibum. Kol oilam yibum oilah chalitza. Wherever he's subject to yibum, he's subject to chalitza. Kol she'ein oilah yibum ein oilah chalitza. Wherever he's not subject to yibum, he's not subject to chalitza. Va'oid shleimer bais miktsasai banu miktsasai chalutz. People not say the house was partially built and partially destroyed. Or only partially built. Or only partially right, released to chalitza. V'yaymeru finds it. What's wrong with people say that? So here's the real problem. Idim yabim v'hadar chalitza, because if you do yibim then chalitza, hachinami, that's really fine. Ela, dilma chalitza v'hadar miyabim, but other people might see this and they will first do chalitza and then yibim v'kam le v'la yibne, and this is a law that you cannot build your brother's house once you did chalitza. Fine. Ve'ema. Right. Ki ika chada tiskayem mitzvot yibam. When there is only one yavama, that's where yibam should be done. Mi ika tarti lei tiskayem mitzvot yibam. But wherever there's two, there should not be yibam done. Right? Because it says this is based on the pasuk. It says a bayis echad. So it seems to make most sense to teach the pasuk as in a situation where there's one house. Maybe that's where you do yibum. In kain saras erva the aser rachman alamali. So why do I need the pasuk to aser the co-wife of an erva? Hashta tarti ba'alma. Even if there's two, amr lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninhu. You say that you can't do chalitza or yibum. Saras erva miyaba mibaya, but by the co-wife of an erva, why should we need to exclude that? Alma loy. So what do we say? Itzrich. No, it is needed. Sakadaka minma erva abrai kaima. The erva is not a fit for yibon. Vitis yabim tsarasa, but her co-wife may be taking even kamashulan. The asira, therefore the tires actually tell us that she too was usher. Ella yivimta riba. Rather, the Torah's double lashon of yivama includes a situation where there's even two yivamas, two plus. Haisa achas kshera. If one of them was qualified, Amar of Yai, that's the one you should take. Amar of Yosef, kashana rabbi, la yishbaich adam me vayroi va'acherim tzrichim lahem. A person should not spill out the water of his pit when others may have need for it. Midas Taim really is what I think comes down to. Hamachzer Grushasai, one who remarries his divorcee, Vahanaisa Chalutzasai, one who marries his Chalutza, Vanaisa Karaivas Chalutzasai, one who marries the relative of Chalutza, Yatsiya Vavla Mamzer, must send their way and the child is a Mamzer, Jivrebi Akiva, Macham Marim, and Avla Mamzer. Umaydim, Vanaisa Karaivas Grushasai, but.
That place has to send her away?
I think everybody's just
tasting. That was a sugya earlier on, right? If you have to, yeah, I think that was sugya in the beginning of the sefta.
If
if she's married somebody by somebody else in between, and you marry her again, you have to divorce her.
Yeah.
That, that's halacha.
So even
but kedush. So one second. Kedushin is chal though, even though it's a lav. Kedushin is still chal, I believe. At least according to the
chal.
But you still need a get. Okay, fine, right.
Yeah.
You can't stay married to someone. Okay. Umaydim ben Isaac Kravas Kurushasai, and the Rabban will admit in regard to a situation where one marries the relative of his divorcee, that Shahavlad Mamzer, that the child is in fact a Mamzer.
What? The relative, she is herself is a
Mamzer,
but the relative is not
Mamzer. Right, because once a person is married to a woman, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards, whether they married or divorced, the relatives are always going to be a erva. Does Rabbi Kiva really hold that the relatives of a chalutza? I'm sorry. One marries the relatives of chalutza. The child is a mamzer. V'hamar Reish Lakish, Kain Shna Rebbe. Rebbe said elsewhere, Achayis Kurushasim Midivrei Taira. The relatives of his divorcee is erva daraisa. Achayis Chalutzasim Midivrei Seferim. Whereas the erva of a chalutza is only rabbinic. So how could such a union produce a mamzer? Tanai Kravas Kurushasai. Fine. So, really, what it should say is the relatives of divorcee. Hakanami and Stabar, and this actually makes sense. The Ketanya Seifa, Umaydim Benaisa Kravis Guru Trusta Shavalad Manzer, that the Rabbanon admit that by the relatives of his divorcee that Charles Manzer, I Amrit Mishlama Ire Ba. Now, it's understandable if you say that the beginning of Akiva was also discussing the relatives of divorcee, Hani Ketanya Maydim. That's what they're admitting to, the relatives of the divorcee.
So the Chayis Chalutzas was a mistake in the
Mishnah? At this point, yeah, change the Mishnah. Because, again, if it's a Rabbanan, then it can't be a Mamzer. Ella I Amrit like Ire Bai. But if you say the Akiva is not discussing the Rathos or see my Maidim, what would they be admitting to? Maybe the Mishnah is really telling us the following point. The Yesh Mamzer Machayev Kreis, that generally speaking, a Chi of Kares, a union of a Chi of Kares produces a Mamzer. Hadakatani Lakaman, and it is stated in the Mishnah below, Ezo Mamzer, who is the Mamzer? Kol Sha'ar Basar Shahu Bala Yavoi, any relative subject to a Lab, Dei Rebbe Kiva, that's your Kiva, Rebbe Shimon HaTimni Aymer, Koshachayv and Olav Kares, Bidei Shemayim, the Mamzer comes from anybody who, from a union that's Kares. So Halakha Kedavar, and the Halakha is like his words.
Rebbe Kiva says that even if it's not a Kares, it's a Lab.
Simply a Lab, yes, Mamzer, yeah. But then, Kistam Loi, Tani Krebi Shimon HaTimni, but right. Oh no. So sorry. So the question is, why if that's true, why would we say something twice? Meaning, if we were doing this halacha, why are we stating it again over here? So the Tarsh are saying over here is that perhaps what we're trying to do over here is state an anonymous Mishnah. Right. And as we know, we happen to know that the Tana is Shimon HaTimni, because that's the same. It's the same. It's the same halacha. The same rule that's from Achi of Kares. Im Kain, Lisa Shah Chayav Krisis. So maybe we should just state all Chayav Krisis. You speak generally. Krevus Grushas Alami. Why do we single out a divorcee? Elishmami. No, Ariba. Why do we learn from this? We're keep discussing this specific case of a relative divorcee, of a divorcee. V'dama la'ilam la'ariba. No, really, Rabbi Kiva is not talking specifically about this case. I did kani maxu grushasa v'naisa kalutsasa kurvas kalutsasa. And only since the Tana states one who remarries his divorcee and one who remarries his kalutsa, and one who marries the relative is chalutza, tani nami krevus grushasai, he also taught the relative is of his divorcee. I mean, this just happens to be the case we're talking about. Right. So Ella Krivas Kulutas Larbi Kiva Havi
Manzer.
No, it's all right. So we're back to the question over here. Is that how do you know we're talking about the relative of the divorcee? Right. So Ella Krivas Kulutas Larbi Kiva Havi Manzer. No, really, you don't need to change anything in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva is, in fact, really talking about the relative. I'm sorry, if somebody marries the relative of his kalutza. Right. Amar Rabbi Kiva bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayin Tamei Rabbi Kiva. The reason of Rabbi Kiva is as follows. The Amar Kra, Beis Kalutz Hanau. The Pasuk says the house of one who is Yeshua is removed. Hakasuv, Kari Bay. The Torah is talking about the chalutza. So according to Rabbi Kiva,
it's deraisa.
Yeah, it's really deraisa. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shimon Bar Rabbi, Hakol Maidim Amaser Rishasa. Everybody agrees that one who marries is divorcee. Shavad Pogam Lekohuna, that the child cannot marry a kohen. Ask the daughter.
She says it's not a mom, but it's tainted.
Right.
Seemingly can't marry
Kohen. Right.
Okay.
When we say all agree, who do we talk about? Shimon HaTimni. The Afa God, the Amar Shimon HaTimni, ain't Mamzer Mechayev on Avin. Although Shimon says a Mamzer does not come from a union where it's only a Lav, Nihi, that the Mamzer loy Havi. So, although it's not a mamzer, pogam mihi havi, it is the child is still pogam lekahuna. Mekavu chaymer ma'amana, and we know this from a kavu chaymer from an almana. Ma'amana lekayin gadol by a widow who marries a kayin gadol she'ain iser shava bakol. That although this prohibition is not the same for everybody, but not pogam. Nevertheless, the child from such a union is. So therefore, a union where it's also for everybody in does not follow the child.
Just the husband, not everybody.
No.
But she can marry anybody else.
Talk about the prohibition.
Masrushasa. Anybody who has a divorcee.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Any man
not
who
just,
any man.
Not limited to kahuna. Gadol.
Only a kohen is ushered to marry a widow.
Right.
But this woman.
The master who shuts with any person that has a situation.
Ikula Mifrach. Right, so we could upslug the Kalchimer as follows. Ma'ala Manashkein, he atma miskalalis. The woman herself is now Pogum Lakahuna.
That's why the kid.
So therefore,
forget
the kid for a second.
No, he's trying to explain why it's more severe.
Right, but there's no but this upsets the entire kavu chaymer though. So there's so if there you don't have a kavu chaymer, then you don't have a reason why the child is pogam lekahuna. The basis for why the child is pogam lekahuna is based on the kavu chaymer. If you don't have a kavu chaymer, then you have a reason to say that. Right, and we dig deeper. Void he tayeva. The pasuk seems to say that she herself is oster ve'ein but not tayavin, but the child itself is not pogam lekahuna.
Wait, so she is pogam from what? What does that mean? She's pogam.
Once a widow has a relationship with a kohen gadol, she is now oster for marrying any kohen. She's pogam lekahuna. She has effectively disqualified herself from marrying any kohen.
That's talking about. That's talking about a kohen gadol, a woman who marries a kohen gadol.
Yes, she herself is pogam lekahuna. So therefore, you can't have a kavu chaymer if the nature of the woman is different in these two cases.
Even a widow of a kohen gadol. A widow of a kohen gadol can't marry a kohen.
Correct. Once she enters into that union, yes.
Anybody can't marry Kohen Gadol.
I mean, a Kohen. This is saying from Kahuna, not a Kohen Gadol.
Yes, right. Once she enters the union, she's now Pogam LeKahuna. Versus a Stam woman, divorced woman who remarries her her husband, that she's not Pagam Kahuna.
Okay.
Right. So fine. So that this is the second reason over here we just mentioned, that which seems to indicate that the child is not Pagam Kahuna. Well, I Tanya was talking about another brisa. One who remarries his divorcee, or remarries his chalusa, or remarries the relative of his chalusa. Rabbi Kiva, Aymer, Ein Loi Va Kedushin. There is no Kedushin. Ein Atricha Haymanu Get. There is no Get. Vehi Psula, and she is possible. The Uvad possible, and the child is also disqualified. And V'Kayvan I say Laitzia, and we force him to send her away. V'Chom Maimerim. Yeshla by kedushin, the kedushin is chal. Letzurcha emanu get. However, a get is required. V'hik shera, she is kosher. V'avlad kosher, and the child is kosher. Lamant, yeah.
This third reason is because of the
chachamim. Right, yeah, we're zeroing on the chachamim. Right, that's where we're zeroing on. V'hik shera, and right. Sulman, right. So when we say kosher, what do we mean? Lavakuna, does that mean lakuna? Loi. The cow. No, maybe we could really be saying to the cow in general, meaning we're just saying that the child's not a mamzer. Ihachi hiksher leman. When we say she's qualified, what does it mean to who? Ilem lekal. If you say it's to the cow, pshita. Mishum the zonya u ap pasla lekal. Right. So just because she had this relationship, should she now not be able to marry into the cow? Elav lakuna, right? Or what are we talking about? Lakuna.
Well, her, it has to mean kahuna.
Yes.
Her,
yes.
It must be
right. So that's what the Gemara is going to go into. Do you say this when we say that's what the Gemara is going to go into? We say psula. Do we mean lakal or the kuna? Umediha lakuna. And since we say over there we mean lakuna, so to over here maybe it should also mean lakuna.
Maybe it must be, no?
Yes, because I mean, right, that's what Gemara is saying. We quickly, right? Umide iria, right? Is that a right? Ha, kadisa over there we're talking about lakuna, and over here we're talking about to the rest of the cow. How can I even start with this? Also, can make sense. The Katani Reisha. Look at the first part of the Brisa. Hupsula, Vlad Psula. She is disqualified, and her child is disqualified. Hupsula Laman. Who? When we say disqualified, who do we mean? The Ileim Lakal. If you say to the congregation, Mishum the Zanya Apasla Leila Kal. Just because she had relations, that she come disqualified for the entire cow. Ella Lavukuda. What other ones are we talking about? To the Kuna. And we say the child is disqualified. Who are we talking about? Or who is she disqualified for? If you say for kuna halakal shara, this implies that she's qualified for the cow. Amar Rabbi Akiva havlad mamzer. Rabbi Akiva already said that the child is a mamzer. Ela pshita lakal. Rather, to contrast that, we must say that when we say shara, it's kosher for the entire cow. And Midrasha, Hakadisa, and since the first part states this one like this, and we say this one is talking about this.
So you're saying it doesn't have to mean the same thing?
Correct. We have no, I mean, you read the words, that you have no choice but to read it this way. Sefer Nami, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. So the Sefer also could be, when we say, in one place we're talking about Kasher Lekahuna, another place we're talking about Kasher to the Kaim in general. Fine. Mihi Tayeva Nami. Okay. So fine. So now we're going to. Right. So she is.
Objective, but not our kid. So
right. So Hi Tayeva Ve'ain Sarasa Tayeva. So maybe when we say that she is Aser, it's to contrast her co-wife who's not Aval Benah Tayeva, but her child is in fact. Pagam Lakuna. Ella Almana Kshera Kasha. And from the widow itself, there's no Kasha. Why? Mala Almana Shekane, he Atma Mishkalo. But again, how could you compare the two? She herself is Pagam Lakuna. Ella Atma Hafi Itma. Rather, if you're going to state it, this is how you state it.
So These are all things that we're trying to slug up the we try to slug up the Kal V'chomer, right?
So to recap, we there was a statement, a child's situation is Pagam B'kuna, based on a Kal V'chomer. We upslug the Kal V'chomer three ways. So now we're stating the Gemara, right, the Gemara is going back and stating why those upslugs are really...
So we just slugged up two of them already.
Right. And now we're going to go to the original and solidify the Kal V'chomer as follows. Because again, we had the question how to compare the two women. Ella, it's my hafi. If they say this outside, I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. How come I them above al chayav a krisis shavlad pavim? Everybody says that the child of such a union that results from karis, the child is in fact pavim guna. Man, how come? And when we say all agree, who talk about Rabbi Yeshua? It's Rabbi Yeshua. The afa gav to I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Ein mamzer mchayav a krisis. That although he says the child of such a union. A child is only a mamzer if it comes from a chayav krisis. Near the mamzer loy havi, although the child is not a mamzer over here, pagum miha havi, the child is pagum lakuna. Mikav chaymer ma'amana, from the kav chaymer from ma'amana.
So since we couldn't, the first upshlag, we couldn't get rid of that stand, so therefore we have to change what we said?
The first upshlag was on the kav chaymer.
Meaning the Kal V'chomer doesn't work.
Right.
The first issue is we got out of it. But still the first upshlug does work.
Correct. Right.
Now we have to.
So now we're restating the Gemara's right now is restating the Kal V'chomer and is going to second explain why the two women are in fact similar in the sense that they are in fact Pagam
V'chomer. So the Kal V'chomer does work now? We're going to say it does?
Yeah. The Gemara is going to show how the Kal V'chomer could in fact stand. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is doing right now. Fine. Ma'am Amana Kohen Gadol, just like by the Amana Kohen Gadol, She'ein Isser Shava Bakol, or her status is not uniform to everybody, but not Pogam. Nevertheless, the child is Pogam, Zesh Isha Shava Bakol. So this woman, who her status is uniform for everybody, in the sense that nobody could marry their ex-wife when she marries somebody else. Ain't a dish of an apogam is not stand that the child should be pogam lakuna. V'chi teima ma'la amana shekein hi asma miskalales. And now as to your question, that what do you mean? She herself is usher, she herself renders herself pogam lakuna. So how could he compare the two women? Hachinami kevan shabla oisa zayna. No. By her going back to marry this man, she has a din zayna, and a zayna is usher to all kohanim. So the two women are in fact kohanim. She is in fact pagam kohuna, it seems like. Okay. Amar Rabba bar Chana Amar Rav Yechanan. Everybody agrees by a guy or a slave that have relations with a Jewish woman. Shavat mamz of the child's a mamzer. Manah kol ma'idim, when we say all agree, who are we coming to include? Shimon HaTimni. The af agav the amar Shimon HaTimni ein mamzer mechayvim lav. And although Shimon HaTimni says that a mamzer does not come from a lav, hani mili mechayvim lav. And we're talking about a chayv lav in the soft say b'hu kedushin, where kedushin is chal aval. But over here, by a guy and a slave, cave in the light, tafsei b'hu kedushin. Kedushin is not chal. Chayvei krisis damei. They are in fact. There isn't. They are like a chiyuv krisis in the sense that a mamzer does come from such a union. Meisvei. Ovei kachav ve'eved haba abas yisrael havlad mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Aimer ein mamzer ela mimeisha user erva va'anush karis. There is no mamzer except for a situation where there is a erva punishable by kares to seemingly exclude a child born from a Jewish woman and a guy or slave. And since Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, their shittas seem to be aligned, which is why if we have reason to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda disagrees, then perhaps Rabbi Shimon HaTimni would also disagree. Ella Amar Rabbi. I say if mana call ma'idim Rabbi. When we say all agree, you know, who are we really talking about? We're talking about Rabbi. Afa gav Rabbi Aimer. Even because although the Rabbi says ain hadvarm halo Aimer Ella the Rabbi Kiva. These words were stated only according to Rabbi Kiva. Shahaya Aisa Chalusas Erva would consider a chalusa like an erva, of a less lay severe lay, which implies that Rabbi himself does not hold with Rabbi Kiva, but Ibn Khabib, Ibn Maida, whereas, but by a union with a guy or a slave, he does in fact agree. The Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdume Mishim Rabbeinu, for Rav Dimi came from Bavel, came to Bava from our soul, he said in the name of Yitzchak Bar Avdumi, relates in the name of Rabbi. I would come to Evad Habal Bat Yisrael, Havlat Mamzer, the child of such a union is a Mamzer. Okay. Rabbi Acha Shar Habir of Rabbi Tanchum Bered Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akai. Rabbi Acha, the lord of the beer, and Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Chia, the resident of Kfar Akai. Paruk Hano Shvuya Sa Tasa Ma'arman. So they ransomed some Jewish captive women who are coming from Arman to Tveria. Havachada the Abra, come one of them was impregnated by a guy. But also Lekaimed Rabbi Ami, they came from Ami Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina the Ami, Oyve Chavim Vaeve Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. The child is going to be a Mamzer. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Ruvasa lemichshav gavrei. Rabbi says, is it a feat to start stating opinions? Paul Rabbi Shmuel Bavavol, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Uvar Kafar Baret Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel and Bavavol and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Bar Kafar and Baret Yisrael. V'amr loy hulufei. Huh?
Means reverse.
Right. Some say the leader of Kafran answered the Zakenu of the South. Sure, the child's in fact sure. So, meaning, why do you say one and not the other? Ella Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi. This is the ruling by Rabbi. Yeah, I guess this was the Gadol Adar. I guess that's what they're saying over here. The Ki Asa Rav Dima Amar. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdume Mishum the Rabbeinu Aimer. Oyvik Chavim Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. The child will be a Mamzer. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Aimer Havlad Mekulkel. The child is Mekulkel. Laman. Who is this like? Elam Elakal. If you say to the Kal in general, meaning is that he's a Mamzer. Ha'amar Rabbi Shua Havlad Sher. No, you already said previously the child is not a Mamzer. Lakuna, rather, when we talk about his lakuna. The kule mayrai, the mach sher, mayda shabad pagam lakuna, mekar v'chaymer ma'amana. For all Amarim declare the child fit for the cow, would at least admit that the child is pagam lakuna. Oh, amana l'chaym gadol, shenusar shava bakol. If by a kain gadol, the woman is... The halakha over here is not the same for everybody, but not pogam. Nevertheless, the child is pogam lakuna. Zeshe usher shabbat shabbat bakal. So this woman over here, whose status is the same for everybody, should the child not ain din shabbat not pogam? Should the child not be pogam lakuna? Fatamala amana lakain gadol shakain he asma miskalela. Sorry, we had the same question we had previously. The woman over there by the kain gadol, she herself is pogam lakuna, whereas the woman over here is not necessarily pogam lakuna. So here too, when she has relations, he has disqualified her from Bakuna. The Amar Rabbi Yechon and Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Menayim la'avedes kachavim v'eved haba abat al ha'kainenes v'al ha'levia v'al ha'yisraeli shapasloi. From words we derive that a guy or a slave that had relations with a kain levi of Yisrael, that this woman is in fact usher to eat truma. Shenamar uvas kain mi teheya almana ugrushasai. If a kain's daughter will become a widow, a divorcee, mi shleish almana ugrushin, but a situation where she could become a widow or divorcee. Yatzav is kain v'evan she'ein lahan almana ugrushin, but this could exclude a marriage with a guy or a slave, which cannot result in her becoming a widow or a divorcee.
Therefore, the
Kavul Chaimer does in fact stand, and therefore the children would in fact be Pagum Lekahuna. Right, not Mamzerim. Well, no, I mean that's really, I think that machlekes still stands in the background. But everyone, what the Gemara is saying over here is that everybody at least agrees that the child is not Pagum Lekahuna. I'm sorry, is Pagum Lekahuna. Okay. Amar Le Abai. My chazis this samchat adrav dimi. What do you rely on to report from Rav Dimi? Smoich ad Ravin, reply on the report of Ravin. Dechi asa Ravin Amar. When Ravin came from Bavali, said, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Huda, Hanasi, Mayrim Ba, Lehatera, Rabbi Huda, Hanasi ruled permissively in this matter. Man, Rabbi Huda, Hanasi, Rabbi, and who is Rabbi Huda, Hanasi, Rabbi? Fine. Va'af Rav, Mayra, Ba, Hetera, and Rav too also was makel on this, meaning the child is not a mamzer. Dahu az asal kamei de Rav, for there was a man who came before Rav. Amar Leh, he said to him, what's the status of a Jewish woman who had a relationship with a guy or a slave? Amar Leh, have black share the child is kosher. Amar Leh, have we bartach? So he said, give me your daughter, because that's me. Lo yavin on love, he would not give the daughter. Amar Shimi Bar Chilarav. Amri Inche. People say Gamla the Madai Akaba Rakta. A camel immediately dances in a cave. Ha Kaba Vaha Gamla Vaha Madai Vlay Rakta. Here we have a cave and a camel here in Media, and it is not dancing. Yeah, they say these crazy things in far places. Here we actually have a situation where we can demonstrate to the world that a child of such a union is not a mamzer. Amar Leh, in the heavy ki Yeshua ben Nun, lo yavinan le barti. Even if you were as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I wouldn't give you my daughter. Amar Leh, I have ki Yeshua ben Nun, mi mar lo yav le achrinan yavi le. If he were as great as Yeshua ben Nun, and he would not give the daughters. Others would give their daughters, right? Because he's such a great person. Hai e mar la yavile, the man would not leave him alone. Right. Achrin la yavile. Others will give him their daughter. Lo yavi kaza mekaimei. So he would not leave him alone. Yav be ena v'shachiv. So he set his eyes upon him and he died. Fine. Okay. Another ruling. Va'af Rav Masna Mayer ba lahetera, and Rav Masna ruled he was make on this matter.
Meaning he's not a monster.
Right. Va'af Rav Yehuda Mayer ba lahetera, and Rav Yehuda also ruled was make on this matter. Did he also lakemed Rav Yehuda Amar Leh? For when a man of such a birth came before Rabbi Yehuda, he said to him, Zil I Tamar oi Nasiv Bar Bas Minach. Go hide yourself, change your identity, and marry go elsewhere or marry a girl of a similar type of lineage. Because also came there Ava Amar Leh, when such a man came before Rabbi, he said to him, Oi Gleh oi Nasiv Bas Minach. Either go again far away, go into Gullus, or marry a girl of similar relations. Shokule b'nei ve michse l'rabba. A resident of Ben Michise sent to Rabba the following question. Misha chaytas avin uchaytas ben chayrin haba abas yishal ma'ahu. Somebody who's half slave, half free, has relationship with a Jewish woman. What is the status? Amar Leh. He said to him, hashta avin kulan amin uksher. If I say that a full slave has a relationship, the child is kosher, chatsimi bayu. What's the question of if it's just half? Amar Avyesa Bar Rav Yaisa Mara Dishmaita. Avyesa was the author of the Brayta, and he says, man, who are we talking about? Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav Yehuda? V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda. Mishachetzev Eved V'chetzev Ben Chayir Haba Abbas Yisrael. if a half slave, half free woman has relations with a Jewish woman, what Isa Vlad in Loi Takana, the child of such a union has no cannot marry a Yid because the child is in fact a Mamzer. He it's a Rav Yehuda. Right, so what situation we're talking about here, Kagain the Kaddish Bat Yisroel, in which the he was Makadish Bat Yisroel, Venimsa Atzad Avdus Shabash Mishtamish Be'eshes Ish, and emerges that the enslaved part of him had relations with a married woman. So the whole issue really over here is Eshes Ish, and the child of an Eshes Ish would be a Mamzer. The ones who say there's Oster, it doesn't, even if she's a single woman. The one who says that she's that the child is not a mamzer, is even if it was a relationship with an Eshes Ish. When a sheim loy lamdu ela me'eshes av, and both of them learn this from the pasuk that talks about the father's wife. Man the fossil savar ma eshes av loy tafsi ba kedushin havlad, but just by the father's wife kedushin is not chal, so therefore the child would be a mamzer. Af called the loy tafsi ba kedushin havlad mamzer. So to any situation where the kedushin is not chal, the child's situation would be a mamzer. Man the master savar, and the one who says mutter learns it from the following. Ma eshes av day light tafsi ba kedushin acher and tafsi ba kedushin. Just the father's wife kedushin is not chal with this particular son, but this woman could marry anybody else. Lafuke avid light tafsi ba kedushin chal. So this comes to exclude the child of a guy or a slave where kedushin is not chal with any of them. Ella ki itmar Rabbi Huda. When Rabbi Huda stated,
right.
So when we said the statement of Yehuda that the child is a mamzer, what are we talking about here? Kagain shaba al eshes ish, in this situation was an eshes ish. So over here, I suppose the chiddush is that even though half of him is really a slave, the free part of him is a free person who had relations with an eshes ish, which is also in a mamzer. Amar Avina, Amar li Rav Gaza. Iklai Rabbi Yossi bar Avin la Asrin. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, you visit our place. Vahava uvda befunya v'akshar, and there was at the time an incident where there was an unmarried woman, and who had a child from such a union, and he declared the child not a mamzer. But Eishes Ish ufasol, and there was a Eishes Ish where he declared the child as a mamzer. Amar Rav Sheshes, Yidei Amar Le Rav Gaza. Loi Rabbi Yaisi bar Avin Hava Eller Rabbi Yaisi bar Avi Zvida Hava. The Achshar Bein Befunya Bein Be'eshes Ish, and he said the child is fit whether it's a single woman or a married woman. Amar Le Rav Achabari der Rav.
Just bringing different people who say different things that contradict each other.
Yeah. Amar Le, and this is actually a very hot topic issue, that which is why we're researching everybody who says their different opinions. Amar Le Rav Achabar Rei der Rav Le Ravina. Ikla Amemer La Asrin Amemer visited our place. Achshar Bei Befunya Bein Besher Be'eshes Ish, and he says by a single woman or by a married woman, the child is not a manzer. The Hilchasa Oyvik Chama Eved Habal Basisho Havak Kasher Bein Befunya Bein Be'eshes Ish, and the halach is that if a child is born of a guy, has a relationship with a Jewish woman, the offspring is fit, and an unmarried woman, and the case of a married woman as well.
Wow.
So that's how we end off. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
What do I?
Star 9.